Morning, Boker Tov. We're holding Psachim, Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Today's Amud in Araisa is Vav Amud Aleph and Psachim. We reached the two dots around 12, 13 lines down at the top of the page. We're up to Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, Nachmi Shenichnos Lachaser Shei Yisrael Ubitzeka Biyadei. If a guy comes into the courtyard of a Yid and he's holding a dough in his hand, Ein Zak Levar, you're not mechuyev to go and destroy that chametz. The guy's holding chametz in his hand in the Jew's domain, in his chatzar. The yid's not mechuyev to go over with like a blowtorch or something and burn the chametz, all right? Burn the chametz away. Rather, it's in the guy's possession. The guy is able to hold it there. Next in, if the guy gave it as a deposit to the yid, this gets back to what, of course, we had in yesterday's Amud, Zak Levar, then he has to get rid of this. He must dispose of this chametz. It's now bekatan by the yid. Yachad Bayas, third case, if the Yid was Meyachad a room for the guy, and the guy is leaving the chametz in that room, Ein Zak Levar, then the Yid is not obligated to remove this chametz. Now Braisa now goes and brings a pasuk to back up one of, we have three dinim. One din was that if the guy is walking in holding chametz, you don't have to destroy it. Din number two is if he gives it to his bekad, then you do have to get rid of it. Din number three was that if you Meyachad Bayas a room in your house, in the bias for the guy that stores chametz, that's okay. Says the Braisa Shnemer Leyamatze, because the pasuk is Leyamatze. So the shaila is on which din is the Leyamatze the pasuk backing up? Mike Kamar, what's the Braisa saying? What does Leyamatze come to teach? Says Kamar on Rapapa Reisha Kai. It's going on the Reisha. Reisha is not me the first case. The simple way of reading the Braisa is there's two cases of Heter and one case of Issa. The first case, guy's holding the chametz, no problem. Third case, the guy has the room. The guy has the room and the Yid lent the guy the room and the guy's putting his chametz in the room that the Yid gave to the guy, not a problem. So the Leyamatze seemingly seems to be saying some sort of issue, you can't find chametz, it would make sense it's going on the middle case, which Rav Papa is calling the Reisha, the middle case, meaning the case where we say that if he's Pekadim, says Gemar, Reisha Kai, Vach Gamar, here's what the Braisa means to say, if Kida Etzlai, if the guy gave it to the Yid as deposit, Zaka Glavar, the Yitak has to get rid of it, that's what we read in the Braisa, Mishanemar Leyamatze, the word Leyamatze is going back on the middle case, the Braisa, therefore you have to get rid of it. You can't, even though it's just a pekadim by you, chametz cannot be found by you, and therefore you have to get rid of it. So that would be a simple way to read the Braisa. Vashi Amar no. Really going back on the Seifa. When I say, let me take that back, those words. It's the simple taich of the Leia Matze, which seems to be saying Isser, going back on the one case of Isser and Braisa, but we are still a little bothered that you quoted a pasuk at the end of the Braisa, and it's going back on one of the middle cases. Ravashi says, no. Let it go on the last case. Let the pasuk go on the last case. Ravashi Amar, let the pasuk go on the case that it follows, namely the third case. Vach Amar, here's what the Braisa is saying. Yachad Lebayis, if the Yid designated a house, or even a room in the house, for the guy for his chametz, ain't zaku levara. The yid does not have to get rid of the chametz. You know why? Shenemar leyamatze bevateichem. We only quoted the word shenemar leyamatze. Read the next word. The word of the pasuk is next word is leyamatze bevateichem. Should be found in your house. V'halav didayu. And once you gave over this room to the guy, this is not your house. This house now belongs. This room at least belongs to the guy. Denachri ki kamayel levese denafshe kamayel. The chametz denachri is bringing into this room, into this house. He's bringing it to his own room, into his own house, and therefore it's not a problem. So the pasuk taka does connect to the third din, and it means the din of kula leyamatze bevateichem. We're not saying the issur leyamatze. We're saying we're being magdid issur. It's dafka problem of leyamatze bevateichem when it's your house. But once you've rented the house out or given the house out to a guy, it's no longer an issue. Which brings us to our next conversation. Remember the schiris kanya. Are we saying based on this that schiris is kanya? That when, let's say, you rent a location, it's considered a kinyan. So the renter, the tenant, is if he owns the property. Even in the place of the chum say that it's mutter to rent things, to rent places to a guy. Leila base dira, you're not allowed to rent it for a base dira, for a dwelling. Big discussion now. You rent our apartments to goyim. You're not allowed to rent it to goyim. Mameisha mechnisin l'sechavayis kelulim. Now b'chal, these days not such a concern, but back in the day, certainly there was a concern that they're going to bring that avodah zarah into the house that you're renting them. Now this mishnah is a mishnah in avodah zarah chafal. Now the problem is you rented the house to a guy, so he's not bringing avodah zarah into your house. He's bringing it to his house. Elamai, even after you rent it to the guy, it's still considered your house. We view it as if the landlord, it's still his house. And therefore, it's a problem of Vaidazara. So who had it over here? It should be a problem of chametz. In fact, Gemara, we spoke it out already. If you hold the schiris as a kinyan, so the renter who rented it as if it belongs to him, so keep coming by him when the guy is bringing this potential of Vaidazara into his house. He's bringing it in to his, he's bringing it into his own house, not to the landlord's house. And therefore, what's the problem? Elamai, you see that the landlord retains ownership. So to by us, by chametz, it should be a problem. By the way, we said you can rent to a guy, but not the base deer. What does it mean? It means simply you're allowed to rent him a warehouse to store his goods. You're allowed to rent him a retail shop to do his business, an office. It just means his house is where he's more of a concern that he's going to be in by Dezara. That's a problem. Okay, side point. Fine. But you see that renting it does not take away the status of who the owner is, the landlord, and should be, why is it not a problem by chametz? Says the Gemara, shiny hacha, over here by chametz, taka different. The afkir achman of lashon layamatze, because the Torah said a lashon layamatze, misha matze biyadcha, yatzda shayna matze biyadcha, meaning the Torah said, it shouldn't be found by you, we darsh that to mean in a lenient way. That the afkir is found by you, yes. When a person owns an apartment or a room and he rents it to the guy, we're saying his name is still in the room, his name is still in the apartment, the landlord still is, the shaykh is there, and the guy by Vaidazar, if the guy brings Vaidazar, that's going to be a problem. The reason why over here by Chametz we're more lenient, because the pasuk says le'matzeh, it's got to be matzeh to you. But you, when you rent an apartment to someone, it's certainly not matzeh to you. Even if you say you still have ownership, your name's on it, it doesn't fit the criteria of being called matzoi to you. It's found by you. It's not found by you. That's considered already, that's not found in your hand. It's not found in your domain. It's being found by the guy. Even if you still have some sort of rights over it, it's still considered not found by you, and therefore not a problem for chametz. Okay. New din. A related din, but new din. What if a person finds chametz in his house? Ayamtiv, chalila. You know, we obviously don't want to find chametz, but he got for chametz. But the guy's mevatel chametz, so it's not his. But if there's chametz in his house, what should he do? Kaifa alav as a kli. He should cover it up with a kli. Take a kli and cover it in order that someone shouldn't come to eat it. Why shouldn't he go and just remove it? Because the problem is right now the chametz on Pesach is a muktzah. The chametz on Pesach is muktzah. So he can't take the chametz out of the house and move it because it is muktzah. Therefore, what does he do? He covers it like this. Like this, he will make sure that no one comes to eat it. Why are we concerned about owning it? Because again, like we said before, he's been vatal the chametz before yontif, and therefore that's not going to be an issue. In fact, Taisus Akasha, a little chazar from we had in Shabbos, the halacha is a machlokes about different reasons when a kli over there could be talking about a kli of a nair, but there's a shaila. Why not? Why you cannot move the kli of a nair? One of the reasons the Gemara gives about not moving certain kalim is a concept called ein kli nitl, ela letzayrich davar hanitl. You cannot move a kli only for something which is itself movable. Let's say you want to move a kli to, you have a broken air and it's dripping out oil. And you want to save, you don't want the oil to get lost, so you want to save that oil. So you put a kli there to gather that oil. So it's machlokes is what the issue is. Is it an issue of it itself is muktzah? The one of the basic ideas over there in Shabbos is that ein kli nitl, ela letzayrich davar hanitl. I can't use a kli unless I'm using it for something that in itself can be moved. So if the problem is I can't move the chametz because the chametz is muksa, then I can't use a kli to cover it. Then first of all, Rosh Hashanah discussed, could be the difference putting it under it, where it's very good, some of you are thinking that, putting it under it where the kli is not holding the item, or putting it on top of it where the idea really is, if you hold ein kli nitl, el tzarech davar nitl, then l'chera wouldn't make a difference. Even if it's above it, you're moving the kli for the purpose to protect that which itself can't be moved, that itself can't be taken, namely the chametz. So why over here is it okay? Azay frek teisvah, teisvah kasha, teisvah has two answers. Either we're talking about a case of enachrami, we're talking about a case where you're moving the kli itself is being moved, because of tzarech l'kaimai, meaning a hechadimtza. You wait till you have a kli that you need to move because you need the spot. It's on your bed, so you need to move the kli. It's on the counter. You need the spot on the counter. And once you're moving the kli, you cover the chametz. But in a chametz, you wouldn't be able to just go take a kli lechatchila and cover the chametz. You have to wait till you're moving the kli for another purpose, which you're allowed to, moving the kli because you need the spot that it's on. And then once you're moving it, you're allowed to move it and deposit on. Again, but that's the chiddush. Ain't clean until the chiddush is that even a kli that's mutter to move, you can't move it only for the purpose of something which is also mutter. So you can't move it to protect the chametz. But if you're already moving it anyway, then it's okay. That's the first answer. Or Taisa's different answer, which is a chiddush. Taisa's second answer. Taisa's answer is that since the isur chametz, eating chametz is so strong, it's chiv karas, so serious, so we give a little bit of a kula. We push aside with daicha the isur of ein kli nitl, el tzarech davar nitl. We push it aside to protect from a person being over on eating chametz. The only har I have on that is, so why not move the chametz itself? We're going in a circle. Meaning, unless you say the ein kli nitl is still less of a madrega than moving mukt itself. Meaning, moving ein kli nitl, el tzarech davar nitl. So our question is, how can you move it to protect the chametz? still would be worse to move the chametz itself, Eistais. Otherwise, that's also an eitzah. Once we're so worried about eating it, we're saying, therefore, we're being lenient about inkli nittel, be lenient about moving the chametz. Teretz says that's, I guess, that would be itself, chametz itself, the mukta itself, is more chamer. Otherwise, we would allow for that. Okay, fine. So again, a person finds chametz at Pesach, what should he do? He should cover it with the kli. Amar Rava, Rava says, Im shel hekdeshu, if this chametz was chametz of hekdesh, ain't it tzarech, he need not cover the kli by time of mivtel b'dilminei. People know to stay away from hekdesh. People are very careful from hekdesh. If this chametz was chametz of hekdesh, he need not even cover it. People are careful, very careful about the hekdesh, and therefore not concerned someone's going to come to eat it. You'll always separate yourself from it, and therefore not, does not need a cover. Amar Rav Rav, chametzai shel nachri. Same author, another psak, relating to our sugyas. A chametz of a guy in your house. A person has chametz of a guy in his house, so it doesn't belong to him, belongs to the guy. You know what you need to do? You need to make a mechitza of a sar tvachim, al tzeker, to make sure, a reminder, not to eat from it. And again, but if it's belongs to hekdesh, ain't tzarech, he need not make that my time, the same story again, mivdo b'dil in shemineh. Because people know to be careful from hekdesh. We, by the way, do this when we sell, I mean, this is exactly what we do in our house. When we make a mechitza, right, when we have chametz that we sell to the guy, right? We sell chametz to the guy. Some people sell chametz gomer, some people don't. But whatever we sell to the guy, what do? We make like a, we cover up in our fridge, our pantry, we cover it up with like a mechitza, right? This is the idea where it comes from. The chametz is most to the guy, you sell to the guy. But you cover it because we're scared. You may come to, just naturally, by habit, you may come to eat from it, and therefore you make a mechitza of, over here we're saying mechitza of asar tfachim, you need a proper mechitza, the Gemara says, to separate between the guy's chametz, then again, whatever you sell through the roof to the guy, it's the same thing, it's the guy's chametz, to separate the guy's chametz from the person, you need mechitza of ten tfachim. Amar Avidim Rav. Hamefarash Veitz Beshaira, one who's traveling out, either way, with a caravan, or he's going out by sea, by a ship. Kaidim Shleishim Ein Zak Levar, if he's leaving 30 days before Pesach, more than 30 days before Pesach, he has no chiv of beer chametz. Teir Shleishim Ein Zak Levar, but if he's leaving within 30 days, he's mechiv to do beer chametz. So Rav Rav says a general rule, one who leaves his house less than 30 days, 30 days or less to Pesach, needs to do beer chametz. One who leaves more than 30 days, does not need to do mevar the chametz. So Abai says, what's going on over here? Amar Abai. This thing he's saying within 30 days if you leave your house, you have to do beer chametz, is only if you're planning to leave and to return during Pesach. But if you're not planning to return during Pesach, you don't have to mevar. You mevat the chametz anyway, so you don't own it. Obviously, you can't own chametz at Pesach in your domain, even if you're not there. I can't own chametz across the world on Pesach, even if I'm not next year. I can't own it. Separate then. But I'm about the chametz, that should be good enough. This the idea of having to be mevar to destroy the chametz only applies to Sabai, even if I'm leaving my house. Even if I'm leaving my house within 30 days, it only applies if I'm going to be back on Pesach. But if I'm not coming back on Pesach anyway, then I don't need to be busy disposing of the chametz. So Rabbi says, 1 second.
You just cornered again when you come back?
Yeah, why not?
Why sell chametz? Just do.
What do you mean?
Why does one sell chametz? Just people buy it.
See, in general, why can't a person be mafkir as chametz? Why are you selling the guy? Why can't be mafkir and just be kind of it? Okay, yeah, it's a slippery slope. It's very dangerous, especially if you're there, if you're present. Okay. So, Rava, before you get to, I don't want to get sidetracked, this is a very obvious question which you should be asking, a stronger question, I'm sorry, which is, Abai is saying that only when you're coming back on Pesach do you have to do a beer within 30 days. But if you're not coming back on Pesach, you don't have to do a beer even if you left in 30 days. But the mashmayas is that when you left before 30 days, even if you come back on Pesach, you don't got to do a beer. Does that make any sense? I'm coming back on Pesach. I got chametz in my house. I don't have to do a beer. So says Rava. Amalei Rava. V'dait lach. So feel marshish anami. I don't understand. If you're qualifying Rava, Abaye. Rava says Abaye. You're qualifying Rav's statement. Then when you're coming back within 30 days, that's when you got to do beer if you're leaving within 30 days. But if you're not coming back on Pesach, then you don't have to do beer. That means, according to you, when you're leaving before 30 days, you don't have to do beer even if you come back on Pesach. Does that make any sense? Elam Rava. Therefore, Rava qualifies as follows. Had amet kredim shoshim yoyim, ein zak levar. This that we say that if you leave prior to 30 days, you don't have to do a beer. Le'emar el shei dat lachzer. This that you have to do beer when you're leaving before 30 days is only where you have no intent. I'm sorry, when you're leaving before 30 days, you don't have to do beer, is only where you have no intent to return. Avdat lachzer, if you have intent to return. Afidu marshana zak levar, even marshana you have to be levar. So according to Rava, it's really coming, he's saying, apsabaye. If you leave within 30 days, you got to do a beer chametz, even if you're not planning to be down Pesach. You got to get rid of the chametz. And if you leave before 30 days, then if you plan to return by Pesach, you got to do a beer. If you don't return, plan to return to Pesach, then you won't have to do a beer. But as Rava Tamei, Rava is, according to his reasoning, elsewhere, Dam Rava, Haisa Beisa Eitzer, Rava makes his house into a storage house, right? He fills his house with, as a storage, he fills up with produce. And underneath the produce is what? It's chametz. So he fills up the top of the chametz, he fills up the produce. If it's before 30 days before Pesach, he need not get rid of the chametz before he fills up the house with other produce, storage goods. However, if it's within 30 days of Pesach, he first has to get rid of the chametz before he stores up, before he gets rid of the house. Even before 30 days, and even before 30 days, this that he's able to pile it up with produce on top of the chametz, only if he has no intent to empty out, clear out all the storage by Pesach, which would have the chametz, which would cause the chametz to be revealed on chametz on Pesach. But if his das is to actually get rid of all the other produce on top, and therefore the chametz is going to be revealed on Pesach, then I feel nami. Even if he's before 30 days, I feel nami. So like Levar, you got to do beer because you're going to end up having exposed chametz on Pesach. The Rabbi is going with the same general idea that this step before 30 days is leniency is only if you don't intend to be back on Pesach, or in the case of storage house, to have the chametz exposed by Pesach by emptying out the rest of the storage. But if he plans to have the chametz exposed on Pesach or be back on Pesach, then of course he's got to do bedika even before 30 days. Ask the Gemara before you get to the last line, actually, what's this Rosh Hashanah? Afilu Rosh Hashanah. Rava says, Afilu from Rosh Hashanah. Why is he saying Afilu Rosh Hashanah? So Beis points out that it sounds like Rosh Hashanah for some reason is the cutoff. Even for Rosh Hashanah, that's when you have to worry. But if it's for Rosh Hashanah, then even if you plan to come back, you don't have to worry. What would that make sense? If I plan to come back on Pesach, by Pesach, and I have chametz in my house, I got to do a beer even if I left my house Shavuos. So Beis Yosef says that Rosh Hashanah doesn't mean Rosh Hashanah over here. Rosh Hashanah, the context means even at the beginning of the year, the last year. People often have a house, they use Pesach time. The guy's in the house, Pesach time, and then he's leaving this house, and he's not planning to come back till next Pesach. The day after Pesach, Matzah Pesach, a couple days afterwards, has some Geshmak HaChametz post-Pesach, and now he's leaving the house, and he's not planning to come back till the next year. Afilu Mereish Hashanah, even from a full year in advance, if he's planning to be back by the next Pesach, he's got to make sure to clean up the chametz. That's what Rosh Hashanah means. That's what the Beis Yosef teaches it. The Rif Ramam Rush say this halacha with Amechi Rosh Hashanah. Rif Ramam Rush to say, if a person leaves within 30 days, he's got to make sure to do bedika, he's got to do a beer chametz. If he leaves before 30 days, it depends. If he plans to come back by Pesach, he's got to do a beer. If not, no mention of the Rosh Hashanah. So obviously it fits with what Beis Yosef is saying, even from the year before, what means all the way back to Rosh Hashanah, not all the way back to last Pesach, not Rosh Hashanah. The Bach does bring the Lashon of, the Bach has Lashon of Rosh Hashanah, and he just says, not Shavar, he doesn't. Does this just real halacha? He says, "Whoa, didn't even for Shana. It's a mashal. Even as far back as 7 months ago, 6 months ago, still you gotta be concerned. But not that it's mashana, some sort of cutoff. There's no magic of Hashanah. If the guy's gonna be back in his house by Pesach, obviously he has to make sure to get rid of the chametz. Now, what's this business of 30 days? Why is 30 days the cutoff to obligate a bedika, a beer, even if you're not going to be back for Pesach? Once you have the 30 days, we're obligating some sort of beer. Says the Gemara, what's the specialty of these 30 days? Kedetanya, like when the Brisa Shleilim Medrash Milchas Pesach, kind of Pesach Shleishim Yayim, a person is supposed to ask and learn the halachas of Pesach before Pesach. How long? 30 days. Rav Shmuel Gamliel Eimer, no, Shtei Shabbosos, 2 weeks is enough, not 30 days. What's the machlekes? My time, the Gemara is really going to go off on a little bit of a tangent to get into the valve in the sources of the machlekes, whether it's 30 days or 2 weeks. We'll go through it, then we'll speak out one more point regarding this idea. There's a very, very, very basic question over here. Everyone's familiar with the Gemara and the Megillah. Moshe Tikkun LeMisrael, they should talk about the Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Shavuos to Shavuos, Pesach and Pesach, on Sukkot, on Shavuos, on Pesach, speak about the Yom Yom on that day. How is that Moshe Tikkun on that day? Here we have Shleishim Yayim. Is it 30 days before, or is it Shleishim, or is it that day? We'll get back to that question. Surely many Achronim deal with the question. We'll say a couple words from the Beis Yosef, please. Okay, my time Tanakam. What's been Tanakam? It says 30 days. Top of on the Beis, Vav on the Beis, top Shem Moshe Imid Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu standing on Pesach Rishon, the Pesach Rishon. He's standing on Pesach and Nisan. Umazo Pesach Sheni, and he's giving directions about Pesach Sheni 30 days later about Pesach Sheni. So we see 30 days. Shnei Vyasu Esa Pesach Perishon Uchsive Yanosh Hashem Nefesh Adam. Right. They did the Pesach in the first month, and the people of Tavon Nefesh said, why are we not going to be able to have a Karban Pesach? And in that merit, the Gemara tells elsewhere that could be Avad, the Karban Pesach Sheni always was going to exist. But they was Zeicha that the parasha was set through them, and their merit, so to speak, means was set through them. They asked, Lama Negar, why should we lose that? Why should we not get a Karban Pesach? And Rashi going to give the din a Karban Pesach, a Pesach Sheni, on Pesach Rishon, it's a riot, that's 30 days. Rishon Milay Melach, he'll tell you, I even mean it Pesach. No. Over there, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu gave the directives about Pesach Sheni then is because he's talking about Pesach. They're on Pesach, so therefore he spoke about Pesach Sheni as well. Since we're talking about Din Makar Pesach, so he spoke about all Din Makar Pesach, including one who wasn't able to bring it because he was Tamei or B'derech Chayka, and therefore brings Pesach Sheni. That Din was spoken about now, punt, it was spoken about now, not because he's supposed to speak 30 days before, therefore it's not a right 30 days. Now, okay, fine. So Rishon Gamliel holds, that's not a right 30 days. What's his right? The 2 weeks. My time to share a meal. Shere Meisha Emer Baruch Chodesh. Meisha Ben standing by Baruch Chodesh and Mazal Pesach and giving warning about the Karban Pesach. Shemar Chodesh Azel Lechem Reish Chodeshim. Uchsev Dabam Ben Yisrael Leimar Beesel Chodesh Azel on the 10th day of this month of Nisan. Yichu V'yichulem Ish Selabayas Selabayas Aves. Each one should take a staff for his house. So he gave the directive about the Karban Pesach 2 weeks before on Reish Chodesh about the Karban Pesach, which is the 14th. The Ma'id B'Shach Goy Tilma Ba'abri Yachar Chemishach Goy. Where do you see that was talking about Reish Chodesh? Yes. It does say Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chodeshim. That does say, and then it says shortly afterwards on the 10th of this month, take an animal. That just means it was before the 10th. Maybe it was the 4th. Maybe it was the 5th. It says Gemara Elamar Rabba Bar Simi Amar Mishmeid Ravina Mehalcha V'Dabem Meisha Hashem Meisha V'Midbar Sinai B'Shana Sheinis. In the midbar, in the second year, the first month, and it says Klal Yisrael should bring the Pesach the Ma'ideh, which 2 weeks later. Again, the assumption was the conversation was Amr Shchedesh. Ask the Gemara, who says it was Amr Shchedesh? Maybe it was the 4th or 5th of the month, and maybe you don't have a full 2 weeks. Amr Nachman Reitzlak, I say midbar, midbar. I say midbar, midbar. That's the key word. The first day of the month. Mala lunch, just like over there, it was Reish Chodesh. Afkam Reish Chodesh. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the second year told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Kaiso about Karban Pesach on the first day of the second month on Reish Chodesh. So we see you have 2 weeks to prepare. 2 weeks supposed to be Shalom Adarsh Bechag. That's our Shimon Gamil source. Again, the Chum held it's 30 days from Moshe Rabbeinu teaching Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon. Okay, so we'll stop over here in the Gemara, but the big question of the day again is that there's a Gemara Megillah that says that you're supposed to speak about the Yanam of Pesach on Pesach, Shavuos on Shavuos, Sukkot on Sukkot. Here we seem to say Yishalom and Darshan 30 days before. So we'll give three answers from the Beis Eisen. Beis Eisen's first answer is that there's no din, Shalom and Darshan is not a chiyav. The Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin that there's a chiyav on the day, on Sukkot, on Pesach, on Shavuos, there's a chiyav to discuss the topic that they, if you're learning another sugya, if you're smack in the middle of your vamas in dafyemi, you gotta still do your dafyemi, of course, but you pause on your dafyemi, or I should say, a raisa is not every day of the week anyway, or you're doing your raisa yaymi, so you have pause, you don't necessarily pause your raisa yaymi, but you gotta make space during your day to also learn in yad yayma on sukkahs, on shavuos, on Pesach, this obligation. Whereas 30 days before, it doesn't mean you're mechuyev to learn. It means you're allowed to. What does it mean you're allowed to? Of course you're allowed to learn whenever you want. It means it's considered nyan diyema. And afkmina is, the halacha is when you go to a Rebbe with a shayla, when you go to a Rav with a shayla, so if the Rav's giving you a sugya in Mesechtas Pesachim or in Mesechtas Yevamos, right, he's giving you a shir of those topics, you let him ask him about those topics. You ask him and you get precedent, he answers you. If you go and ask him right now, this time of year, where in the summertime, you go ask him now about next, okay, we're learning Pesachim, so that's a bad example. But you go ask him about Shavuos right now, it's not a nyan diyema. And therefore, he's still going to answer you. Of course, every Rebbe answers Talmud, but all the shaylos that relate to in Yana Diyema or the Mesechtas that you're learning right now take precedence over the shayl that's considered the Talmud as being shayl, what we call shleike inyan. He's asking not on the topic of the day. So he's saying shleishim kodin l'chag, 30 days within the chag, any shayl about the chag is called shleike inyan. Any shayl about the yantav is called shleike inyan, and it takes precedence. That question is a question that the Rebbe answers first, because that's called shleike inyan. That's considered like asking, just like he asking a question on the first day of the sugya learning, he asks a question on the topic that's called shleike inyan. That's the basis is first answer. So again, that there's a mitzvah to change your limud or to add to your limud on Yantav itself. You got to change and add to your limud 30 days before you don't have to change your limud, but it's called Shel Kenyan. Anytime I ask about it, can be answered. He takes precedence. That's answer number one. Answer number two is that Dafka Pesach. Pesach needs 30 days because the halachas of Pesach are so encompassing. Pesach has so many different dinim, so many nuances. Therefore, Pesach needs 30 days. But Takadai Yom Tovim Shavuot Sukkos don't need 30 days. They're much less detail. Even Sukkos, which has lulav esrog, much less detail. Most scenarios of the Sukkos to be kosher. Most scenarios lulav and esrog. Once you get your hands on them, they'll be at least kosher with the Yevin. And therefore, you have much less shailas there. And therefore, it's good enough to have established on the day itself, whereas Pesach Dafka Pesach, the Gemara says Shailim right, Hilchos Pesach Sheshivim is Dafka Pesach has it in 30 days. The others attack on that day. Interesting Chilik or similar Teretz. He gives that based on Gemara Vayit Zera that Karban Pesach is unique. That you have Gans Klai So Be Mechuyev in a Karban Pesach. It's a unique scenario where it's not a tzibur bringing a korban pesach, bringing some sort of korban tzibur, where the bekim of the tzibur, the bezdin, the kanim, they can take care of the korban on behalf of the tzibur. Here, it's every yachin is really chayav to be part of a group. It's similar to the second answer, but it's focusing not just on all the dinim of chametz and all the other dinim of the seder and other things. It's focused specifically on korban pesach. Korban pesach is a unique idea that every person kaisel all of a sudden is mechuyav to be part of this korban. That requires more learning, more dinim, and therefore, again, teres number 3, similar to teres number 2, that pesach especially needs 30 days, but tafkid of the amtevim wouldn't need 30 days. Bottom line, very interesting. Pesach is saying needs 30 days, regardless. According to the last two terutzim, according to the first teretz, it's called sholok inyan. According to the last two terutzim, it's pesach mamish needs 30 days. He's supposed to start talking about the sugya. It's the chatchila. He's supposed to start darshaning and learning these dinim. So, does that mean Purim itself? What about on Purim itself? Ironically, the Gemara about Shalem Bechas Chag Bechag is the last more and the Megillah about Purim. So the Pichadish points out that Avad on Purim itself, the topic is Purim. You don't start talking about Pesach on Purim itself. The topic on Purim is Purim. The day after Purim, it's about 30 days. The day after Purim, you talk about Pesach. That's what the Pichadish says. But other Chayim argue. Other Chayim argue and say that no. And they have the Minig, that by the Sudas Purim, some Achayim used to have the Minig, Sudas Purim, to take out a Shulchan Aruch and start reading Hilchas Pesach, because the Shulchan Aruch, Kohen Mechag, they used to take out a Shulchan Aruch and read a little bit of Halachas just to be Yaitz and Shulchan Kohen Mechag. And they talk about being around from a Tesis. There's a Tesis in Bechiris, I want to say, that also brings this idea that even on Purim itself, we start the idea of Shulchan Aruch. Have a wonderful day.